Raymond. It's Tim Carter. Sure appreciate you calling Ask the Builder here on WGRR. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Raymond, I couldn't be better.
That's good. Hey, I have a deck that's been stained before, and now it's gotten dirty over the last couple of years. The stain is, you know, wearing off the several lust of the boards. And in fact, there's even some of that green mold that happens. And my brother and I are thinking about tackling this project. And I guess our questions are, what's the best way to clean it before we stain it? What kind of products would you use and how would you do it? How would you suggest to apply the stain to it once we have it cleaned? And what would you use to seal it after we were done with staining it?
All right, all great questions, and they're all the answers are pretty easy. I really like using oxygen bleach to clean a wood deck. Oxygen bleach is a powder that you mix with water.
Uh-huh.
It's non-toxic. It does not. A lot of people and a lot of deck cleaners that are out there, if you go to some of these home centers, they're liquids. And if you look on the label, it says it contains sodium hypochlorite. And what sodium hypochlorite is, that's the chemical name for chlorine bleach. And chlorine bleach is just not a great thing to use on wood because it takes the color out of wood. You know how if you drop bleach on a colored piece of clothing,
right,
the clothing turns white?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happens with wood because wood has natural colors. The chlorine bleach is highly toxic to all the vegetation that's around your deck. So if it drips through or, you know, you wash it off and you wonder why your trees die after a few years, that's because you're poisoning them with the chlorine bleach. So, and I don't like pressure washers because pressure washers, they can just destroy the soft spring wood. I can't tell you how many decks I've seen ruined by pressure washers. You know, they just tears up the wood fiber. So you mix the powdered oxygen bleach with water. You apply the solution to the wood. It starts to foam and bubble up. You keep the wood wet with the solution for 5 or 10 minutes, and then you just lightly scrub the wood with like a typical scrub brush. You know, it doesn't take much effort at all.
Uh-huh.
It'll remove all that algae. It'll remove a lot of the oxidized stain. It will remove the gray, sun-damaged wood fibers. And after you rinse it with just a garden hose, you know, just kind of just like you're rinsing your car,
right,
and you let it dry 2 hours later, the wood looks exactly the way it did when it first started.
And then, is this oxygen bleach found at the home centers?
You can. I happen to sell a brand. I hate to be self-serving, but I do sell a brand called Stain Solver that we actually make at my house,
uh-huh,
and it's the most powerful oxygen bleach made in the United States. Nobody uses better ingredients than I do, and they don't mix it the way I do. I put in the maximum amount of active ingredient that I'm allowed to by law.
Okay.
Many other people who make it put in the minimum amount. I put in the maximum amount.
Okay.
So it's called Stain Solver. You can go on the web, stainsolver.com.
Stain Solver.
Yeah, Stain Solver, STAIN, and then SOLVER.com, or you can go to oxygenbleach.com.
Okay.
And then if you have to have it today, there's only one store in Cincinnati that sells it. It's called Silverton Hardware up in Silverton on Montgomery Road.
Okay.
Now, the stain you want to use, I like a product called Epoxy Defy. Epoxy Defy. It's just a wonderful product. You can apply it with a hand pump sprayer, and then you have to then kind of brush it in.
Uh-huh.
And the trick with this product is you have to put two light coats on within an hour. You do not want to leave any excess material on the wood. It's not a good idea. A lot of people think more is better, and that's not the case with this product.
Okay, and how do you spell that product?
Epoxy, E-P-O-X-Y,
uh-huh,
and then the last word is Defy, D-E-F-Y,
uh-huh,
and it is available, I think, locally here at the Miller Brothers paint stores.
Miller Brothers, okay.
Yeah. All right.
What that thing is... Stealing it.
Yeah, exactly. And it comes in different colors. It comes in both clear and different colors. So it's a wonderful product. You'll like it. The biggest problem I see is that people do not take the time and read the directions on the can before they use it. You know, they just open up the lid and start to use it. And
mm-hmm,
and you really need to take that 5 minutes and read the label and do it exactly as they tell you. It's not hard to do. Just do it the way they tell you.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
I guess that's it then. Thank
all right,
you so
well,
much.
It's really simple. You're not going to have any trouble at all, Raymond. Just take your time. But see, like today would be a really kind of dangerous day to do it, potentially.
Well, I know we're just getting instructions today.
Yeah.
I know we want to do this on a sunny day.
I would want to do it on a day where there's a very low chance of rain. I mean,
yes.
You know, I've had people who put this stuff on at 3 in the afternoon, and then 45 minutes later, a thunderstorm comes, and they wonder why they got to redo their deck.
Yes.
All right. So,
okay,
you know, you want to do it on a day when we don't have a threat of rain.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.